welcome to the Ray of Hope Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Sylvia Stroy, and I am honored to lead you in prayer today. From our devotional journal, we've been reading through Jesus Calling. Our scripture for today comes from Ephesians 2, 6. And the message from God simply says, I am above all things. Ephesians 2 and 6 says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. He raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. So that means God is above all things. When he says above all, he means above all. Above all pain, above all problems, above all the chaos in the world, above all of your circumstances that may appear to be challenging to you, he says, I'm above all of those. And to be above means to be higher than. And so when God seated us in those heavenly realms with Christ, Christ sits higher. We can think and live higher, higher than and above those problems. I remember when I was a little girl and I always loved walking with my mother. She walked very, very fast. And so as little children, you love to skip, hop, dance, jump, and trot down the street. So walking with her was always a good time. But what I knew was when I got to the corner, she always reminded us, do not cross the street without taking my hand. And so when we got to the corner, I would look up in her face. She would look down at me, stretch out her hand and grab my hand, hold it tight. We'd both look both ways up and down and cross the street. She would hold my hand until we got safely to the other side. Think about the scripture in Matthew. When you get a chance, read it. And it's the story of Peter and the disciples. They saw Jesus walking on the water. The disciples thought it was a ghost. Peter inquired, Jesus, is that you? If so, bid me come. Jesus said, come. So Peter steps out of the boat and begins to walk on the water. Now the scripture says he saw the wind. He probably saw the effects of the wind. One translation says he saw the waves. And the winds and the waves frightened Peter. So if he was looking and walking to Jesus and all of a sudden he saw the winds and the waves, he began to sink. He became afraid and began to sink. And the first thing he did was cried out, Lord, save me. And scripture says immediately, Jesus stretches out his hand, grabs Peter, grips him, and pulls him up. Now, scripture doesn't say it, but they went back to the boat. I wonder if they both walked on the water together, back to the boat. Scripture also says that when they got back in the boat, the wind ceased. And there they sat in calm. Think about that. When we're in trouble, when we're having a challenge, God tells us, come on, remember where you dwell in the heavenly places, but call out to the Lord. Allow him to take you by the hand and lift you back up to where you belong, that you can dwell there with him in rest, in peace, and in safety. You know, life promises there will be challenges. But God has given us a remedy and a way where we can exist in those challenges and with them, but still know that he is there. He promises to come to the place where we are when we call out to him and lift us higher. So here's what we do. We behold God's face, and that means to stay in his presence. For in his presence, we can experience peace and joy. He says, behold my face. And then rest in me. Let him lift you up and rest. Exaltation into relaxation. Today, cry out to the Lord. Whatever your challenge is, wherever you stand in need, say, Lord, save me. Lord, heal me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, free me. He promises to come where you are and lift you higher. Let's pray. Gracious God, in the midst of the dark and stormy world, we must always stay focused on you, our Savior, for you pull us up out of the depths and you calm our stormy seas. So we remember your promises, we remember your blessings, and we're going to trust you, even amidst our current challenges. For you promised, God, and we thank you that you would meet us at that very place. When sudden difficulties erupt in our lives, thank you for reminding us of how to respond to them. Thank you that we can behold your face. Thank you we can rise above the difficulty. Thank you we cannot allow our minds and our thoughts to be controlled by the difficulties. And in that place, we will rest in you and with you and experience peace. Because you are above all things and we sit with you in heavenly places, we can rise above all things. So thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come into your presence. You are a saving Lord, and we are never out of your reach. So all day today, God, no matter how many times we may have to say it, as your children will cry out and say, Lord, save me from whatever circumstances seem to be causing me to sink. God, just like you reached out your hand and you saved Peter, stretch out your hand and save a sin-sick soul today. Just as you reached out your hand and you changed and cleansed the leper, stretch out your hand and heal a sick-ridden body today. Regulate a wayward mind, God, and open doors. Prosper businesses and extend your favor where it's needed. Remember, O God, our prayer today is, in the midst of all things, save us and take us higher. God, remember the Ray of Hope Christian Church and Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale. Remember, Lord, all the ministries and churches that are represented by those listening on this line. We ask, O Lord, that you would extend your grace and your mercy and give them your favor. Thank you, O Lord, for being a promise-keeping God, because we stand upon your promises today. Thank you, Lord. We ask these things and all of them in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you will have a blessed and a prosperous day. We look forward to you joining us on Sunday, whether it's in person or on our website at www.rayofhope.org, on our Facebook Live page, or on our YouTube page. God bless you.